I'll be reading today from Jonathan Franzen's The Corrections, beginning at page 321. And tell me, though, what is it? Ashram? Aslan, named, I'm told, for mythical creature in ancient mythology, Mithraism, sun worshippers, and so forth. I'd be making it up if I told you any more, but my understanding is Aslan was a great benign lion. Enid's heart leapt in its cage. She took a sample pack from the desk and examined the pills through the bubbles of hard plastic. Each tawny gold caplet was scored twice for ease of splitting and emblazoned with a many-rayed sun. Or was it the silhouetted head of a richly maned lion? Aslan Cruiser was the label. What's it do? She said. Absolutely nothing, Hibbert replied, if you are in perfect mental health. However, let's face it, who is? Oh, and if you're not? Aslan provides state-of-the-art factor regulation. The best medications now approved for American use are like two Marlboros and a rum and coke by comparison. It's an antidepressant? Crude term. Personality optimizer is the phrase I prefer. And Cruiser? Aslan optimizes in 16 chemical dimensions, Hibbert said patiently. But guess what? Optimal for a person enjoying a luxury cruise isn't optimal for a person functioning in the workplace. The chemical differences are pretty subtle, but if you're capable of fine control, why not offer it? Besides Aslan Basic, Pharmacopoeia sells 8 custom blends. Aslan Ski, Aslan Hacker, Aslan Performance Ultra, Aslan Teen, Aslan Club Med, Aslan Golden Years, and I'm forgetting what? Aslan California, very popular in Europe. The plan is to bring the number of blends up to 20 within 2 years. Aslan Exam Buster, Aslan Courtship, Aslan White Knights, Aslan Reader's Challenge, Aslan Connoisseur Class, yada yada yada. American regulatory approval would accelerate the process, but I'm not holding my breath. If you're asking what's specific to Cruiser, mainly that it switches your anxiety to the off position. Turns that little dial right down to zero. Aslan Basic won't do that, because to function day to day, a moderate anxiety level is desirable. I'm on Basic right now, for example, because I'm working. How? Less than 1 hour. That's the glory of it. The action is effectively instantaneous. That's compared with up to 4 weeks for some of the dinosaurs that are still selling stateside. Go on Zoloft today, and you're lucky to feel better a week from Friday. No, but how do I refill the prescription at home? Hibbert looked at his watch. What part of the country are you from, Andy? The Midwest, St. Jude. Okay, your best bet's going to be Mexican Aslan. Or if you have friends vacationing in Argentina or Uruguay, you might work something out with them. Obviously, if you like the medication and you want total ease of access, Pleasure Lines hopes you'll take another cruise. Enid pulled a scowl. Dr. Hibbert was very handsome and charismatic, and she liked the idea of a pill that would help her enjoy the cruise and take better care of Alfred. But the doctor seemed to her a trifle glib. Also, her name was Enid. E-N-I-D. You're really, really, really sure this will help me, she said? You're really super certain this is the best thing for me? I guarantee it, Hibbert said with a wink. What does optimize mean, though? Enid said. You'll feel emotionally more resilient, Hibbert said. More flexible, more confident, happier with yourself. Your anxiety and oversensitivity will disappear, as will any morbid concern about the opinion of others. Anything you're ashamed of now? Yes, Enid said, yes. If it comes up, I'll talk about it. If not, why mention it? That'll be your attitude. The vicious bipolarity of shame, that rapid cycling between confession and concealment, this is a complaint of yours? I think you understand me. Chemicals in your brain, Elaine. A strong urge to confess. Strong urge to conceal. What's a strong urge? What can it be but chemicals? What's memory? A chemical change. Or maybe a structural change. But guess what? Structures are made of proteins. And what are proteins made of? Amines. Enid had the dim worry that her church taught otherwise. Something about Christ being both a hunk of flesh hanging from the cross and also the Son of God. The question of doctrine had always seemed to be her forbiddingly complex. And Reverend Anderson, at their church, had such a kindly face, and often in his sermons told jokes or quoted New Yorker cartoons, or secular writers such as John Updike, and he never did anything disturbing like telling the congregation that I was damned, which would have been absurd since everyone at the church was so friendly and nice. And then, too, Alfred had always poo-pooed her faith, and it was easier just to stop believing, if in fact she had ever believed, than to try to beat Alfred in a philosophical argument. Now, Enid believed that when you were dead, you really were dead, and Dr. Hibbert's accounts of things were making sense to her.